you know, it'll, I need a couple of days. Like I said, right now I'm owed a couple of checks. I'm waiting for people to go ahead and respond and go ahead and settle up with me. So like I said, you know, if we're talking about thousands of dollars, I need a couple of days.
Okay, well, it may be more affordable than you think. I mean, the hard part about getting to that first page, it's not really the cost. It's designed for the locals. Mm-hmm. It's the availability, and that we have. That's why we're assigned to that area. But, yeah, I'll grab Paul. We'll get the rate reduced. We'll do our best to make it fit for you. Hang on here.
Hi, Carlos. Carlos, my name is Paul. I'm the regional specialist. Of course, Tara wanted me to get on the line here to get you the details of the service, how it works, and what's included, and answer any questions that you have. She is also asking that I apply a reduced rate here. She wants me to make this even more affordable for you. Happy Tuesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Pretty well. Pretty well.
Good. Oh, I'm doing well, and it's a pleasure speaking with you. I appreciate you taking the call during a busy workday. And you use Google yourself, right? You're familiar with that local map or the PAC result that pops up right near the very top of the page?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something and don't really know who to call. And that means that people will not need to already know the name Hometown Flooring. They are just going on Google or going on Bing on their smartphone, computer, or any device that accesses the internet, and they're typing in flooring company near me or tile floor installer, carpet installing, whatever they might type in, right? As long as it's a service that you provide, your company is going to be one of those top options for people to see. And Tara says, you know, obviously you're working on expanding the company, you know, supplying the product and subbing out the labor and the materials and everything else. Now, I didn't see a website, though. Tara usually attaches a website if there is one. Is there not currently a website for your business?
No, I'm working on the website. I wanted to meet with somebody to help me create a nice website, but we're also working on trying to get the cargo van and all that hookup wrapped as well with the Hometown Floor covering. So
okay. You have a domain already then, did you say? Hometownfloorcovering.com
no,
or something? Not yet.
No, okay. I do not. I don't have a domain yet.
And no website currently in the works. You said you're hopefully meeting with somebody later. This might actually be perfect timing for you. We do build websites in-house for our clients that don't have a website. So we might be able to take care of everything for you. Now, of course, you know, the important thing about a website is that, well, first of all, it gives people the reasons to call you. It lets them know that you're in the area providing the service that they're looking for. They can learn about your company. They can, you know, in this case, see products, see before and after photos, things like that. But a website, although it's a great and powerful conversion tool, of course it only works when people see it. Most business owners understand the value of a website, but then they think all that they need is a website. And it ends up just being like a digital business card. I mean, if people aren't able to find it on their own, you have to tell people the name of your company, the name of your website. It's good for someone that gets a lot of referral business, but for businesses that want to expand and reach out to people that have never heard about them before, not getting referred to them by someone who's used their services before, that's where placement on Google and Bing really important. I mean, it's kind of our go-to. It's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet, and every new customer that finds you online does become someone who can recommend you to their friends and family or use your services for a different project. And you're willing to travel. I mean, Tara put in the notes that you do travel quite a little bit for the right job, and we can target anywhere and everywhere throughout your service area. It is a month-to-month service, and of course, it's not just Google and Bing even. I mean, we will create all the content that Google indexes, the content that will have you on that first page. So it might be something like a Yelp page or a Facebook listing, I mean, something that people are aware of, but it's also all of the other destinations and directories that are not as well known to the public, but like a website will talk about your company, your services, link back to the website that we'll build for you. That's what will have you in that local map, which is perfect for people in your service area, especially people close to you on Google and Bing doing that particular search. Now, I would also recommend, because you will go maybe 45 miles or more for the right job, that we also include a social media campaign, paid Facebook ads. That way we can target quickly anywhere in your service area, target specific cities, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods where you most want to be found. And are you doing just residential, or are you looking to attract commercial clients as well?
No, commercial as well. So we can do either or. I mean, we're certified like to do either or. We've done glued vinyl plank. We've done carpet tile, glued down carpets, commercial.
Perfect. Yeah, so like a whole host of services, really anything that someone needs for floor covering. And that's great. Mm-hmm. We can attract both residential and commercial clients. Now, the best part about it is that I am going to apply that reduced rate that Tara requested. She's one of my most efficient and kind of knowledgeable mapping coordinators. Usually when she makes a suggestion for me as a company that we would work with, you know, that company is successful, stays with the service for the long term. Now, of course, it is a month-to-month. That means no long-term contract, simply our job to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. And for the Platinum package, I mean, you're going to see a significant reduction in the cost. It's more than 40% off the cost of the service. And it's not like a promotional or introductory rate. It's not going to ever balloon up on you later on. It just makes it a little bit more affordable for you because, you know, to be honest with you, your success is our success. And keeping clients on board for the long term is how we've been able to keep our doors open for almost 20 years. We started in 2004. We'll celebrate our 20th anniversary in December. What I would actually be able to do here would be to reduce the cost of the Platinum package, which is really already quite affordable at $5.99 a month, but I'm going to drop it down to $3.49. So that $3.49 would be the exact amount. It would bill once a month for that amount. You're not paying on top of that. It's not like a lead-based service where you're paying for leads. You're not paying per click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits or anything like that. It would just be that flat rate. Now, that Platinum package already does come with a landing page, which is like a one-page website, but I know that you're going to see better results, get more phone calls if we do a custom website for you. But what I'm going to do here is I'm going to request from my supervisor if we can include the website upgrade at no cost. That means we would build the website, actually even host it, maintain it, and update it for you at no additional cost. Again, all designed to make sure that you kind of hit the ground running, that you get more phone calls, because it is month to month, and we are investing in your company, so we want you to see success. When I say we're investing in your company, the normal cost of the service is $5.99 a month with a $299 setup fee. That is kind of about what we spend in that first month to create the content and get you on that first page, and that's even with just the landing page. But what I am doing here, the $100 of Facebook or Meta ads that is included in that $5.99, I'm not reducing that. That you're still going to get $100 of Facebook ads, even though I reduced the $5.99 down to $3.49. And the Facebook or Meta ads go a long way. They're like 20 or 22 cents per click. So that $100 a month in ad budget equates to about 400 clicks a month from people that can find you on their Facebook page. Now, that's going to work two ways. Of course, if someone does a search originally on Google or Bing for any of the keywords and services that you provide, the Facebook ads will retarget that same exact potential customer that we know is already in the market for your services. And then, of course, as part of their live stream, you'll have ads too. And your website that we build will be attached to that as well. And that's for someone who maybe in the back of their head know that they've got a project and or they just are curious. You know, they want to find how much does it cost and things like that. So they click on your website, and from there they pick up the phone to call you. It's just another great way to reach out to more people, and it would be people that are interested in your services, not just a bunch of random phone calls, not, you know, someone who's looking for, you know, five or six different bids. You'll get calls directly to you from someone who will have seen your website before they call you. Now, if I can fact get that website included and still reduce the cost down to $349 a month, I'm sure that's something that you'd be wanting to do for your business, right?
Definitely, yes. But I still need a couple of hours to make that happen.
That's fine. That's understandable. There is going to be a $99 setup fee that attaches to just the first month. I took $200 off of your setup fee. Like I said, normally $599 with a $299 setup fee, that $898 is about what we spend in that first month. So when I'm taking it down to $349 and reducing the setup fee even, taking $200 off that setup fee, we are investing in your company. We are looking long-term, although it is month to month. You can stop at any time. You can pause it if you get more work than you take on. Tara said you might need a couple of days for a couple of thousand, but obviously we're making it a lot more affordable than that. But you do still need a couple of hours to get that going for you. Now, I can actually hold the listing for you. I can put this on a soft hold, and we do a follow-up call anyway. We call it a client interview, Carlos, and it's exactly like it sounds. One of our technicians will actually call you and go into depth about how you want your website to look, all the different services that you provide, any mission statement, motto, slogan, you know, what's unique about your business, if you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy. Looks like 25 years of experience. I mean, that's fantastic. So we do a follow-up call anyway. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call, and certainly that call can be scheduled for later on towards the end of the day today. Okay. And I can do a post-dated transaction for at least, for two business days. So if we're talking about the end of the day today, that would not be a problem. Okay. Now, one thing I do have to do, though, is schedule that follow-up call with your technician, and it can be as late as 6 o'clock, our last available. There is one spot open. If you needed to wait until 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock today, we could accommodate that. Takes about 25-30 minutes. There's a one-hour window. The call usually gets you right at the beginning of the hour. Takes about a half an hour after that. Would you be available at maybe 5 or 6 for that follow-up call today?
Yes. Let's make it 6.
That's perfect. Yeah, 6 o'clock. It's going to be scheduled from 6 o'clock until 7. Like I said, it's a one-hour window, but the call takes about half that time. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I will actually be on the beginning part of that call. Just to say a quick hello, introduce you to your technician, answer any quick questions that you might have. I'll try to keep my phone line open. I may be on a call that started a half an hour earlier, and it's still going, but they're going to call you no matter what. They'll take really good care of you. Now, the one other thing that I'm required to do here, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer, and it attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are reducing the cost of the service as well as the setup fee. I actually did get a response back from my supervisor a couple of minutes ago, so we are going to be able to include the website upgrade, so it's the custom website, not just the landing page. The voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. And then would we need to wait until just prior to 6 o'clock to process that payment?
Yes, we do need to wait till 6 o'clock.
Still 6 o'clock. That's fine. So we'll do the client interview at 6 o'clock. We'll process the payment just a couple of minutes before 6 o'clock. And then, although we won't be processing that payment until just prior to 6 o'clock, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What works best for you?
MasterCard.
And on that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
My name.
Your name. And is it your first and last name or any middle initial?
First and last name only.
So it's Carlos. And then how do you spell your last name?
G-A-R-C-I-A.
Okay. And then you said it was a MasterCard, right? Or a Visa?
Yes.
MasterCard, I thought so. MasterCard should start with a 5. All MasterCards do. Mr. Garcia, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Give me a second. Let me see if I can find it. All right. Number is 5424.
Yes, sir.
3214.
Okay.
1496-0127.
And then the expiration month and year?
1027.
10 of 2027. And the last three digits on the back of the card?
471.
471. I've got 471, 471 on the back, October or 10 of 2027 for the expiration date. Mr. Garcia, was the card itself 5424, 3214, 1496, 0127?
Yes.
And then what is the billing address? I've got a 16 Raven Court. Is that the billing address of that card?
Yes.
It is, and that's in Shelbyville, 40065. Now, you said you've got a mobile showroom, so that address is not an address you want your customers to see, right?
Right, right. Yeah, because like I said, it's my personal home.
It
but
is
like I said, once you get the call, like I said, I mean, it'll be coming out, you know, as the mobile showroom to them.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Yeah, that's perfect. And actually, Google expects it to be that way for service-based businesses. You know, they don't expect you, since you're going to the customer, the residential or commercial client, they don't expect you to maintain a showroom. But, you know, of course, obviously having that mobile showroom is a big benefit for you. And then, oh, I don't have an email address for you. Now, the reason I'm asking for an email is, of course, you know, from time to time, certainly for longer pieces of information that we want you to have for your records, we will email things out to you. Now, most of the time, you're simply going to get calls directly to you. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Residential and commercial clients will be calling you directly, dialing your number or hitting that click-to-call. But if they fill out the contact form on your website, tell you where they're located and what they're looking to have done, that's when you get a text message as well as an email. And I guess I did want to confirm, first of all, the 502-257-3144, that is a smartphone, right? Or at least you can receive a text message on that number?
Yes.
And that is the number you want your customers to call as well? Is that the number you want on the website?
Yes, correct.
It is. Okay, perfect. And then what is a good email address either for you or for the company? If it's a personal email, that's okay too. It just won't appear anywhere online. It would be hidden on your website, but it would still be attached to that contact form.
Yes. So it's CarlosG5003 @gmail.com.
You said Carlos G. And then 5003?
Yeah,
@gmail.com. Okay, perfect. That's really more of a personal email. We're not going to list that anywhere online. It will, though, be attached to your contact form. And then for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we will email things out to you. Most of the time, we'll just give you a quick call or a text message if we have an update or a question. Did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
All of those are fine.
All of those, perfect.
Text, email, phone call.
Perfect. And there will be a little bit of overlap there. I mean, if we call you and we don't reach you, we'll leave a message or send a text, that type of thing. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me, we've got your client interview scheduled at 6 o'clock. I do still need to do the voice verification. But at 5 o'clock, you're going to receive a reminder email. So that email goes out an hour prior to the scheduled call. So you'll get that at 5. And then in about a minute here, I'm going to send you a calendar invite. That calendar invite is really more for your records. You don't have to respond to it, although many people do, and it's totally fine if you do. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview, to be conducted in English. Now, I do have that voice verification pulled up here, and again, You can stop me if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It does read as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Mr. Garcia. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Hometown Floor Covering, LLC.
That is exactly how I have it. Mr. Garcia, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Carlos Garcia, owner.
Okay. And then, Carlos, as the owner of your company, of Hometown Flooring Cover, I'm sorry, Hometown Floor Covering, LLC, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Okay. So, explain to me, what's non-contractual?
Oh, non-contractual, that just reiterates that it is month-to-month. There's
okay.
No contract.
Yes.
Okay. So, yes. Hometown Floor Covering, LLC, you are the owner. You are, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business. And then, of course, the billing information that you did just provide in your name, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Then it does say to get results as fast as possible. It is important that you are actively involved in your campaign as well. I mean, it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area are able to find your website, contact you directly. So we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Garcia, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Mr. Garcia, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is a month-to-month service, no contract. The reason we ask, though, is all the content that we will be creating for your business. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or maybe even more important, we'll make sure that all of your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think may also create content for your business online, Carlos, we do ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Mr. Garcia, that's fair enough, right?
Yes, fair enough.
Perfect. We'll be doing what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you, and we will make sure that no street address appears for your business since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it is just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, with it being a month-to-month service and the website included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged later on today in the exact amount of $448.00. When the term is completed, Carlos, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing at a further reduced amount. Again, that $349 is an exact amount with recurring billing on the 24th. We'll process the initial payment just a few minutes prior to 6 o'clock Eastern, and that is the time that we've got scheduled, 6 o'clock, for your follow-up call. Now, it is, of course, Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the social media campaign, the Facebook ads are included at no additional cost, as well as that custom website, meaning that we will build, host, maintain, and update that website for you at no additional cost. It is, again, on a month-to-month basis, offered completely at will and no contract. So, of course, that means you can stop altogether at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can pause it. Whether you end up getting more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, if necessary, you can pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request, Carlos, to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that, Mr. Garcia, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Carlos, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. So okay. Would I get some kind of information from you guys?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just about to say, the automated system sends everything out once we process the payment. So you will receive in writing everything that we did just go over in the voice verification. It will be sent out to you by way of email as well as by text. You'll also receive a confirmation email through the automated system that has our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on it. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I do not. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I do not have a pen.
That's okay. You'll get it by way of email. I will, though, just tell you that you can reach client support live agent Monday through Friday, and that's going to be 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within that same business day or the following business day if they get the email after hours. You'll receive that welcome email about a minute or so after we process that payment. So right at 6 o'clock, you'll receive that email. You'll also receive the additional email with the invoice on it and everything that we went over in the voice verification. Now, it's going to ask you to confirm that you've received it, and our technician can walk you through it, too. It's just going to ask you to authorize us to send you text messages, confirm that you're the card holder, and then it's going to want you to type in your first and last name with the capital C, capital G, and hit submit. It's going to make a lot more sense when you see it, but that actually does a few things. It lets us know, first of all, that you know it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost, included the website. It does allow us also to do the initial NAPW audit so we can make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it or update it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process. Like I said, our technician can walk you through that, as you're not going to receive that from our automated system until we actually process that payment just a couple of minutes before 6 o'clock. Now, I did send a calendar invite out to you already, and, of course, that that reminder email will get to you at 5 o'clock. I did want to, though, add an additional layer of protection, just a little bit more security on the account, a simple question and an answer. So if anyone calls us, Carlos, and tells us they are with Hometown Floor Covering LLC, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may occasionally ask you to confirm the answer to the security question. And then, Mr. Garcia, this is even more important, especially like a week from now, once your website is live and online for people to see. If you do start getting phone calls from anyone either claiming to be Google, even if they say their local Splash, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't give that to you within a minute or so, then it's definitely not us, and let them go. If anyone calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, again, that would not be us. You can just politely let them go. The voice verification was already recorded and attached to your account, and again, that's an added layer of protection for you. It clearly states it bills once a month on the 24th, and there's no additional extra payments on top of that. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
City that I was born in.
City you're born in, and then what is the answer?
Corpus Christi.
Corpus Christi. Okay, I have to type it in twice, but you're all set and squared away there. And then, like I said, you'll get the emails once we process that payment. We will wait until just prior to your follow-up call at 6 o'clock. And again, if I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on that follow-up call as well, just to introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions that you might have. Other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get that going and get you more phone calls, get that website in front of more eyes. Looking forward to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Garcia. Carlos, real pleasure speaking with you. Again, our technician will be calling you back around 6 o'clock. Hopefully, I'm available to say a quick hello.
Yes.
All righty. Thank you so much, Mr. Garcia. Carlos, you take care. You have a great rest of the day, sir.
You as well, Paul. Thank you, sir.
I will. Thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye.